It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not done quick.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
The e-brake is brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We're about to give you three candidates, and then you get the vote on them, at least for one more week, at 888-787-1310. We've got a couple of big players, traditional big players here in the e-brake. Someone who's been dominating the e-brake scene for the last couple of years, T.C. Fleming. He's back up for the emergency break of the week. Norm and Donnie were talking about Mr. Met yesterday being fired for flipping the bird to the crowd. And they started debating, okay, which one really is the middle finger for Mr. Met because he only has four fingers,
right.
Which is a ridiculous debate to begin with.
It is.
And then some of the stupid conversations we get into on this station. But then, unfortunately, TC was not listening.
Mr. Met has only four fingers. You couldn't make Mr. Met with five.
Well, he has the most important finger. Obviously, he showed it last night.
The middle one literally is the middle one on Mr. Met's three fingers.
Well, how do we know that was
a thumb and three fingers?
Well, no, actually, this is the actual middle one with ours.
No, because the thumb is not technically a finger.
Oh, it's on your hand. It's a finger.
It's an appendage.
It's a finger.
So technically it wasn't even his middle finger as humans are led to believe what a middle finger is because he has a different number of fingers. It could have meant something totally different.
No, Mr. Met meant exactly what he did. Now, they were losing 7-0 at the time.
Hard to believe Mets fans would be in a surly mood. And it really was a flip. It wasn't a wave.
It was a flip.
Was a flip.
He didn't do the wave.
He flipped the guy off.
Also, Mr. Met only has four fingers. Do you say that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Never mind.
That's okay.
Well, we had a pretty good argument about it, too.
Long I wasn't one. Listening.
That's okay, TC.
Real long.
I occasionally have that happen to me, too.
About the thumb and...
Well, we did.
It was in the middle.
Yeah.
It was actually the middle.
Yeah.
It's all right, little buddy.
That was a big part of the segment.
Well, TC thought he had something that they hadn't thought about, even though they just finished a one-minute argument about that whole thing.
TC's always thought he had something. Thank you. Comedy jokes.
Nice.
TC back up for yet another e-break. And then there's Craig Rosengarten, who's a big player in the e-break and has been for quite some time. He had a really strange question for a guy who's been hosting a golf show for 15 or 20 years.
So... Before we get into all your announcing stuff and everything you've got, this is driving me nuts.
Okay.
It's the smallest thing in the entire world, but it's driving me nuts. What's the name of the tournament this week on the European Tour?
BMW PGA Championship.
Okay. The European Tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's PGA stand for?
Professional Golf Association.
Professional Golf Association?
Isn't that what it is? Professional Golfers Association?
I thought it was Professional Golfers of America, but now that I feel better now because Professional Golf Association.
I don't think so.
You know what? I'm fine. I always thought it was Professional Golfers of America.
Well, let me make sure because
well, it wouldn't be the European Golf Tour. That would make no sense. I'm thinking...
Maybe I'm talking out of my...
No, I think you're right because that was driving me nuts. How's it called the PGA in Europe?
Professional Golfers Association, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
How long
so I'm
have you been hosting
mind.
The golf show?
It was driving me nuts this morning.
Well, you made me start thinking. Thinking, geez.
Yeah.
Gosh.
He just kind of petered out. Okay. So when he heard the
Now
term-
that conversation took place in the big activity room. Right, of
no,
the facility.
That was actually was on it? The air, on the tee box.
I know it's on the air. I just thought that it was in the big activity room. Or I don't know if he was back in his cell at that point. Or
so when Craig heard the term PGA of America, he thought it could have been Professional Golfers of America of America.
And why are they playing a European event?
Yeah.
Was his point. Mm. I hate to admit, I kind of thought it was Professional Golfers of America, too.
It does make you think just for a half second, but maybe those are the thoughts you keep
to yourself. I never thought that, and I'm an idiot about sports.
There was an insane off-mic laugh at the end of that.
Was that Craig?
I don't know. I might have been their engineer. That was nuts.
That was a crazy laugh. I noticed that, too. But I don't want to hear the whole thing again. I want to get right to this bear trap, and let's just get it out of the way. Gordo, you were out yesterday. You missed this bear trap moment.
Oh, I meant to ask you about this. This has to be the Mean Joe Green thing, right?
Yeah, this is not funny, and I don't even know why it's up for an emergency break of the week, because it's really not that big a stop down.
Because you selected it.
But yesterday, we had the great Mean Joe Green on. We were talking about an event that's coming up that's a fundraiser for his late wife and her scholarship fund at the University of North Texas.
Oh, no.
The great Mean Joe Green. And he told the story. Mike asked him to retell the story that he told on A Football Life about how he finally stood up for himself as a kid to a bully. And it was a bully named Speedy. He used to pick on him. And finally, Mean Joe stood up to him, and it just changed everything. All of a sudden, people stopped picking on Mean Joe, and he started playing football. And it's a cute little story. And uh-oh. I made the mistake of asking about what happened to Speedy, and I feel bad about it.
Oh, no.
The moment it's like a bad throw when a quarterback's thrown out in the flat. Right as the ball leaves his hand, he knows it's going the other way. I knew it. I knew right as I said it, I thought, wait, Mean Joe, he's up there. Speedy's probably up there. He may no longer be with us. I looked at you, too,
and I'm like, oh no.
I had no idea that Speedy didn't make it out of his teens.
Oh, no.
So let's just roll it.
I guess they saw me out there on the field, and I said, all of that stopped. A lot of it stopped. All of it did, really.
Wonder whatever happened to Speedy.
Well, you know, Speedy would have been the proudest guy for me when I got drafted out of North Texas. And he didn't live long enough to see me play at North Texas and get drafted, obviously. But he would have been really, really happy about that. He would have bragged about his friend Joe Green. So I know that. But he was just a big kid himself.
Well, just a couple of months ago. what do you say?
You knew. Well, I would have asked a further question.
What? What happened is what happened?
Yeah.
I wanted to move on from Speedy.
It's an incomplete story the way it was left.
Well, I didn't want to ask another one. Once you're in the bear trap, just take it and don't ask another one.
Why?
It could have been worse. Because I'm not like you. I don't have that curiosity like you do.
Worst bear trap moments of all time.
I know.
And it could have been worse. I mean, the way he presented it, he softened it somewhat. It wasn't like
What do you mean?
The hell you think happened to Speedy?
Right. Yeah. Well, Joe handled it really well. I did not. I apologize. I thought about resigning from broadcasting yesterday after that. I really did. It was an awful moment.
You were shaken up.
I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody. To Joe. To Speedy's family, everybody.
Well, still, that's not even close to the one that I got into when we were at the Allen Event Center. That is the worst bear trap of all time, and I don't think that one will be top.
No. Maybe we can re-listen to that in the corner. I don't know if we have time now. We don't necessarily have time for it now, but yeah.
Mike, have you ever heard that one?
Which one is that?
I was talking to a woman whose husband had passed away.
And she was hoping that he would interview her because she knew she had a bear trap waiting for
her. Oh, really?
She had about 5 bear traps, and she laid them out perfectly and put Reese's Pieces, a trail of Reese's Pieces across them, and I, like an idiot, followed them.
Yeah, maybe we'll replay that in the corner or sometime. All right, those are your three candidates, TC, Craig Rosengarten, or Joyce Durham. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. I'd like to give a shout-out to Ronnie Foss Band, and I'd like to challenge Gordon to a vocal range competition.
You'd win.
You want to do it right now?
I have a vocal range of about 3
notes. Let's hear yours real quick.
I can sing low in it.
That's fake.
All right, not bad.
It's like a ghost.
And, yeah, thanks for the shout-out to Ronnie Foss. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hey, thanks, man. You know, it might be a good time for us to start taking calls for e-break voting.
That's a TC vote right there, I think. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, let's go with Bear Trap Georgie.
Okay, thank you. That's not an official nickname, but I guess it could become one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, George, I really want to vote for you, but I'm going to have to go with Four Finger TC.
Okay, thank you for your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, has it always been PZA, or what is, why? I don't understand. I mean, how do you spell PZA?
What is any of that?
I don't know, but I think it's a Rosengarten vote. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, and thank you for calling Movie Phone. You have selected Big George Dunham.
Okay, thank you for your selection. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
George, Dursky Gordon, Stan Andersky, Ruben's boss. Give me George. Muzzle, muzzle. Good thing.
Thank you, Stan Andersky.
Get rid of that.
Okay.
Did you jump that?
Yeah, because I'm tired of it.
Whoa.
I'll tell you about it later. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency?
Get rid of that.
Yeah.
There's not an official TC doll called that.
No.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the...
pulled back here.
You're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Or... What? Norm?
Did you say Norm? No. It's got a bad line.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I love your station. Can you play Under My Thumb?
Was that supposed to be Mick Jagger?
I don't know.
That was pretty good.
It's supposed to be Michael Irvin.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I want to vote for Jubb and his oval Oompa Loompa procedure.
I'm not really sure what that is, but I'll take your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
Oh, hey, didn't Mean Joe Green, he went to North Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because it's closed.
What?
I guess that's a vote for me.
Man.
I thought he was going the Kill Bill Walsh route.
That is a win for me and the Bear Trap with Mean Joe Green.
I guess they saw me out there on the field, and all of that stopped. A lot of it stopped. All of it did, really.
Wonder whatever happened to Speedy.
Well, you know, Speedy would have been the proudest guy for me when I got drafted out of North Texas. And he didn't live long enough to see me play at North Texas and get drafted, obviously. But he would have been really, really happy about that. He would have bragged about his friend Joe Green. So I know that. But he was just a big kid himself.
Well, just a couple of months ago.
Well, thanks, man.
All right, how many is that for me?
Oh, man. 72 wins. You tie Gordon, Covfefe, Keith.
No, I'm not Covfefe.
All right, it's 8:10.
Yay.
On the ticket. It's graduation time.
Butts.
And, well, I'm sorry?
What's that? No.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry, I was just listening to sports. What were you doing?
All right, we'll try it again. It's graduation time,
but
and this year for Mike, that means something pretty special, and we'll talk about that next.
Deucey plays butt trumpet over there.